Here's some fun you can have. Go into a gun store, buy a gun, then buy some ammunition, then ask them if they have any ski masks. I have a very inexpensive security system. If someone breaks into my house, I run next door and throw a brick through my neighbor's window. That sets off his alarm, and when the police arrive, I direct them to my house. As immigrants from Asia become more completely assimilated into American society over the next few generations, their standards of hard work and academic excellence will drop, and they'll feel more at home here. Some teenage girls delay getting abortions because they're afraid to comply with the parental notification laws, especially if one of the parents also happens to be the father of the child. Here's a plastic surgery option. Have one nostril sewn shut. I feel like I might be ready for that. Regarding the Pledge of Allegiance and other patriotic nonsense, what does placing your hand over your heart have to do with anything? Or removing your hat when the flag is passing by? Am I missing something? True fact. There is actually a tow truck Hall of Fame. I just realized I haven't been scared in a really long time. Didn't the first guy who wore a sombrero realize it was completely impractical for eating pussy? I don't understand motivation books. What happened here? Suddenly everybody needs to be motivated? It's a fairly simple thing. Either you want to do something or you don't. There's no mystery. Besides, if you're motivated enough to go to the store to buy a motivation book, aren't you motivated enough to do that? So you don't need the book. Put it back. Tell the clerk, fuck you, I'm going home, I'm already motivated. You know a word you don't hear enough anymore? Hosiery.